Good afternoon. This is Karen Scruggs Briscoe on Karen's Inquisitive Corner. Yes, I know I'm running late today, and I really don't have an excuse. I was just tired this morning, so I just kind of took it easy and coming on a little late. So I may have missed some of you all at 12. I'm terribly sorry if I did, but please do join later. Come back on later and like and share, you guys. Share the corner on your page so other people can become members of the corner family. I hope y'all are having a beautiful day today. It is a beautiful day that the Lord has made, a day we have not seen before and a day that we will not see again. So I hope some of you all can join me today. If not, I look forward to seeing you later on today, later on in the weekend, next week, week after next, maybe next month, whenever you have time to sit down and listen. And anytime you do, I really, really appreciate it. Okay, so let's start off. We do have some birthdays today. Alisa Smith, happy birthday. Valerie Waters Vaughn, happy birthday, cuz. Love you so much. Joanne McLennan, happy birthday, Joanne. Marlon Johnson in Memphis, happy birthday, Marlon. Ruby Chrisman, happy birthday. Pam Bright, the beautiful Pam Bright, happy birthday, Pam. You still look beautiful. And Elder Christopher Barbie, happy birthday. And anybody else I missed, if you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Okay. Excuse me. So let's get started today. You know, really thinking about Black History Month, but being Black, Black History is a celebration that I celebrate every day, 365 days a year. I don't need a month to celebrate my heritage and my culture and my beautiful Blackness, which I love being a Black woman. But we have the month that is set aside that we celebrate Black history. So, you know, I was thinking about Black history, and I was thinking about slavery the other day, and I was thinking about the things that our ancestors and our families went through in slavery. And I was thinking about today, 2024, thinking about modern slavery, if there were such a thing as modern slavery. So as I researched, statistics say that 13 million people during slavery in the 15th and 19th century, 13 million people were captured and sold as slaves. Now, that is a statistic. I'm sure it was probably many more than that, but approximately 13 million, which is a lot of people. But when I kept reading, it read that today's statistics in 2024, over 40 million people are living in some type of modern slavery. So there is such a thing as modern slavery. So let's look at modern slavery and kind of compare it to what some of our ancestors went through. So, you know, our ancestors were referred to as cattle. You know, they were given numbers and they were branded, you know, with just like, not saying anything bad about the Q's or the Kappas, let me say that, or the Alphas or anybody else. But sometimes you'll see Greek guys and they'll have a brand. You know, they may have the Kappa sign on them, or the Q sign, or Alpha, you know, or something like that. But back in slavery, they were branded like animals. They were branded as an ownership of, you know, this man or that man or whatever. And just, you know, actually called cattle. Cattle slavery is the most abusive slavery that it is, as I was researching. You know, they were raped and they were beat if they refused their masters or other men, white men, you know, that worked there. They were told that they were paying off debts that they would never catch up with, that they would never pay. They would just keep accumulating. They were sold and they were owned by somebody forever and ever. And of course, you know, they were whipped. They were beat, they were hanged, they were burned, they were mutilated. And when I'm talking about mutilated, I mean that certain parts of their bodies were actually, you know, cut off. If maybe a slave ran away, they may cut his foot off or both his feet off. If they thought that the slave stole something, they may cut his fingers off or cut his hand off. And in women, they would actually, we talked about this in the corner, that there are still some cultures in Africa and back in slavery where they would actually cut the woman's clitoris off. They would cut it off because they felt that she should not have any pleasure during sex. And so they would actually cut the clitoris off. Those are other things that fall up under the umbrella of mutilation when in slavery, how they would mutilate our people back in slavery. And of course, I could go on and on and on. But I think we forget that so many folks are still in slavery. When we talk about modern slavery, that it's a lot of people, and maybe even some of us, that are still in slavery. We just may not look at it and give it the title of slavery. So our ancestors were taken, of course, from their home, and they were sold, and they were treated like animals. But today we have what? Human trafficking, where people are taken, people are sold, women, men, and children are taken, hey there, are taken and sold as property. In slavery days in the 19th, 15th century, slaves were raped, okay? And they were made to do all sorts of sexual acts that, of course, the master's wives wouldn't do. Anything that their owners could think of, then of course they would have to do, or get beat, get whipped, or ultimately hang. So today, what do we have? We have adult and child sex trafficking. It's the biggest in California. So we have that today. Hey, love. So we have that today. Okay. Our ancestors could not legally marry back then, but today we have forced marriages where children are married off when they're born. You know, and they may be married off to somebody 20, 30 years older than them, but we have forced marriages. Yes, we still have those. Okay, probably closer than you really realize. Slave owners always looked for the biggest, the strongest black man. They always wanted strong black men to work, of course, in the fields. They looked for women with wide hips because they could carry these babies, these big, strong, healthy babies of these strong black men. So today we have organ harvesting, which means that on the black market, you can get a kidney, a heart, you know, or something like that. Yes, we have organ harvesting. It's not now. They do have an organ list, and they try their best, of course, to go by their list, but it's still a black market for organs. Our ancestors could not go where they wanted to or do what they pleased to do when they wanted to do it. They couldn't just walk off the job. They couldn't just walk out of the cotton fields and say, hey, I'm tired, I'm going home. So today we have domestic servitude. And so what is that? Well, I'm glad you asked. So that's where people have housekeepers, they have nannies, they have childcare, they have cooks, and they have employees. These employees usually live in the home with them. They pay for them to come over here from another country. They live in the home with them, and they do whatever they tell them to do. And supposedly, they're working off their debt of bringing them over here. This happens closer than you realize. Okay. And it occurs all the time. It's happening in 2024. And another thing they do, when they bring them over here, they half pay them. They cannot leave when they want to. They can't just stop working and say, hey, I'm tired, I quit, I'm going back to my country. No, it's not that. They live in the home, they come and go as they're told, they do as they're told, and they withhold their identity papers. So they don't have their papers to like come and go, move from another state or something like that. Yes, it's happening now, modern slavery. Who knew? Some of us are actually slaves to debt. We keep working to pay the debt off. We keep working to pay the debt off. But then in the same thing, we're making more debt. So we're working to pay that off, but we're making more debt. So we never get ahead. We never catch up. So we're slaves to that debt. We also have social slavery. And that is basically trying to keep up with the Joneses, you know, trying to do everything that everybody else does. You know, you want to be the social butterfly. So, you know, that's social slavery. And a lot of people are in social slavery. Just think about Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. You know, think about that. Are you like a slave to that? When you get on it, can you not put it down? Are you on it 2 or 3 or 4 hours? Are you on it so late that you're tired in the morning when you get up and go to work? Yeah, think about it. We also have identity slavery, being something or someone that you're not. Okay, you identify. You know, we talked about narcissism. We've talked about things like this in the corner. Identity slavery is just being something that you're not. You know, trying to be something or somebody that you're not. Trying to emulate somebody else. It could be Taylor Swift. It could be a football player. It could be somebody that you look up to, but that's not who you are. But you're trying to emulate them. And then we have mental slavery. Mental slavery is being enslaved by yourself. You enslave yourself. You obey the limitations that you put on yourself. So you limit yourself to growing. You limit yourself to developing. You limit yourself to do more than what you're doing now. And so you have actually mentally enslaved yourself that you can't go any further than you are right now. Okay, stopping yourself from being happy, stopping yourself from enjoying life, putting yourself down. Okay, letting your ego or emotions take over who you are. And that's not really who you are. Lacking self-control and mental discipline. A lot of people lack self-control in a lot of ways, like eating, you know, drugs, spending. A lot of different things. And you think about that, you've never really looked at it as, I may be actually a slave to that. You know, slavery, the definition of slavery is when a person is imposed oneself, okay, to doing something. And you have to do it. It's like you cannot stop yourself from doing it. It is directly controlled by something or something else. So you are directly controlled by something or something else. And that's what moves you. That something or something else is what drives you. Okay, just think about it for a minute. Yeah, it's a different kind of look at modern slavery, but just think about it for a minute. Okay. And I know you're probably thinking there is nothing or no one out there that controls me. There's nothing that I'm controlled by. There's nothing that controls me. But if you make a decision or if you move every day in your life based on what someone else says or based on what someone else thinks or based on the actions of someone else other than yourself, then you're probably enslaved and you just haven't looked at it that way. Okay? The only person that we ever in our life need to be enslaved with is God. No one else deserves that or earns that honor to enslave you mentally in any other type of way. Nobody but God. He is the only one that has earned that honor. You know, the hardest thing for anyone to do is to be truthful to themselves. I mean, honestly sit down and be 100% truthful to yourself. I've had to do it. We all need to do it. Some of us haven't, some of us have. But the thing about sitting down and being truthful to yourself is you have to be honest to yourself and you have to admit your faults. You have to admit your shortcomings to yourself. You can't lie. You have to admit those to yourself. You have to admit areas for improvements to yourself. You have to actually ask the question, who am I living for? Am I living for somebody else? Am I making this decision to make somebody else happy? Am I doing what I do every day for someone else? Or is it for me? Is this what I want to do? Is this the decision that I would like to make? Now, of course, as we talked in the corner, there are exceptions to everything. Sometimes life happens and we find ourselves in situations that we really would not want to be in, but we are obligated to be there. We're obligated to do things in our lives sometimes that we would rather not do, or if we could do it differently, we would do something else. But I am speaking of mental slavery, where before you do something, you think about how is it going to be accepted by somebody else? Or am I going to look better than the other person? Or am I going to be just as good, you know, as the other person? What are some of my faults? You know, what are some of the things I do? And I think about it, it really doesn't make me happy. I really don't have to do them. So why am I doing them? Those are some questions that maybe all of us really need to sit down and ask ourselves. So, is there such thing as modern slavery? Yes. It comes in all shapes, forms, sizes, colors, shades, everything. Yes, there is such thing as modern slavery. If we are not, or if you are not going through some type of modern slavery right now, you probably have before. I have. You probably have before, but you just didn't look at it as being modern slavery. I hope some of you all will sit down today, tomorrow, when you're driving in the car, and really think about, is there anything in my life that has me in a hold that I could say that it is slavery? That is some type of modern slavery that I'm in, that I could get out of. I hope you learned something today. I definitely learned something bringing you this. And what I know is it is okay and it is never too late to be a better you. So that's what I know. Every day we should strive to be a better person. Every day I strive to be a better Karen. I strive to be a better mom, a better daughter, a better best friend, a better sister, a better cousin. You know, I strive to just be a better Karen. And how can I be a better person for me? You all have a wonderful day. This is Karen Swiss Briscoe and Karen's Inquisitive Corner, and I'll see you next week. And I want to know what you all want to hear in the corner. I'm still going to bring the story of the woman who didn't walk for 6 years, 7 months, and probably about 10 days from meningitis. And one day she got up and walked. She actually had COVID this week, so she wasn't able to come on this week, but I hadn't forgot about it. I want more of you to come into the corner and tell some of you all stories. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear some of the things that you've gone through in life, mentally, socially, physically. So if you would not be embarrassed, I would love for you to come into the corner. And again, let me know what you want to hear in the corner. You all have an amazing day. It's Karen Swiss Briscoe and Karen's Inquisitive Corner, and I'll see you later. Bye-bye.